After two bank failures, the federal government steps in to ensure all depositors get all their money. I'm David Brancaccio. There are fast-moving developments over the weekend after the federal seizure on Friday of a California-based bank favored by tech and biotech companies. Regulators tried to find a buyer for SVB, Silicon Valley Bank, that would take over the bank's accounts, but no luck. Now the government says all deposits at the bank will be made available to depositors today, even if those deposits are larger than the normal cutoff for FDIC insurance, $250,000. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us now. Regulators over the weekend designated the failure of Silicon Valley Bank as a systemic threat to the financial system. What's the significance of that designation?
Yeah, David, it expands the options available to try to contain the situation and hopefully avoid people panicking and pulling funds from other banks. Regulators call that contagion. And Janet Yellen on CBS's Face the Nation yesterday made it clear that that's very much in the minds of regulators.
We want to make sure that the troubles that exist at one bank don't create contagion to others that are sound. And a goal always of supervision and regulation is to make sure that contagion can't occur.
Yeah, so regulators did several things, David. They made that point about depositors at SVB getting all of their money back, and they set up new programs to let banks borrow from the Federal Reserve and not have to sell investments at a loss.
Federal regulators also closed different banks, Signature Bank, over the weekend, so contagion fears, there's something to those.
Apparently, and there is another bank at issue here that's under scrutiny, First Republic. It put out a statement over the weekend saying it has secured more cash. One of the main issues here is that SVB and other banks have investments, bonds, that have lost value as interest rates have quickly risen. And the question is, how many more banks are vulnerable, David?
Oh, Safo, thank you very much. We turn now to Karen Petru at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington, who studies the banking industry very closely. Karen, complicated times.
Been a busy weekend.
Sure has. For regulators, for people who had money in these banks. Now, regulators say, Karen, right? It's not a bailout. It seems to me it's bailout-ish, bailout adjacent.
Stripped of spin, it is a bailout. I honestly think it had to happen because none of us, none of the regulators, not the Treasury, not the White House. People don't have what I'd call muscle memory. This was a stunning shock to the system to learn that uninsured deposits are, guess what, uninsured. And that led to panic, and that threatened the banking crisis, and a banking crisis is super dangerous.
Yeah, because other people start to worry. Now, we wish, I think everybody wishes, that the Federal Reserve and the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation could have spotted this earlier and made some changes. Could they have spotted it earlier?
Yes. The blame lands principally with the California state regulators, because this was a state-chartered bank, and the Fed, because it was also a state member bank, which made the Fed its primary regulator. The FDIC comes in only when the primary regulators say, uh-oh, and therefore I don't blame the FDIC for being somewhat unprepared. It should have been better prepared. But the real fault here lies with the primary regulators who look the other way and missed a lot.
So you think we need new rules, that in fact the rules put in after the 2008 financial crisis may be insufficient for this new world?
I think the rules were basically fine, even though, and this is a big even though, Silicon Valley and at the bank that failed Sunday night, Signature, were exempt from one key one. They were still under liquidity rules, and the real fault lies not so much with the rules, and perhaps not even with the rules, but with the way they were enforced and supervised.
Now, when we saw these bank runs in the Depression era in the 1930s, there were no smartphones, and look at this world we live in now. With a smartphone, you can gin up a bank run in a hurry. It's like what you call a flash mob. You text all your pals, hey, I'm worried about bank XYZ, and everyone shows up and they don't have all the money ready.
Oh, I think that's an extremely important point. And it's not limited the way it was. It's a Wonderful Life. The run was limited to one little bank and one little Potterville town. Now it's nationwide because I mean, Silicon Valley had branches in China and India, not just nationwide. And it's instant. You're absolutely right. That is a signal difference between 2008, even not just the 30s, and now. We have to think about viral bank runs.
All right. Karen Petru is managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington. Always good to talk to you.
Thank you, David.
Karen also told me she went to get her nails done on Saturday, and the stylist asked if her own money was safe in her bank. Karen asked if she had more than $250,000 in there, and the stylist laughed, implying nothing like that amount. Karen's assessment, then you're fine. When things seem dangerous in financial markets, investors turn to the safety of U.S. government bonds. That pulls down the 10-year interest rate, down sharply this morning, 3.58%. Stocks, S&P futures up slightly, NASDAQ futures up 0.5%. Silicon Valley Bank was way beyond Silicon Valley, California, as Karen said. In Britain, HSBC Bank today said it's taking over the UK arm of Silicon Valley Bank. Here's Britain's finance minister, Jeremy Hunt.
What that means is that all those really important companies that had deposits with Silicon Valley Bank UK can access their deposits, can access normal banking services as of this morning. It's a very important outcome. No taxpayers' money has been used, and I think it's a result of a lot of hard work. But I also think it shows that the UK has great resilience in its financial system, that we're able to step in with one of our biggest UK banks in a situation like this and protect a very important sector.
Britain's Chancellor of the Exchequer today. President Biden will speak on the banking mess in just over an hour. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.